Little Bartholomew was so excited to see the turtles. He had come to the zoo, and one of his favorite animals to see were the little cute turtles. And Bartholomew ran up to the turtle cage. But alas, all the turtles were in their shells. And he started banging on the cage and banging, banging, banging. Come out, come out, come out, turtles. But of course, when someone bangs on the cage, the turtles just go deep into their shells. And little Bartholomew, crestfallen, ran home to his mother and started crying and said, "Ma, I didn't get to see the turtles today. I didn't get to see the turtles. All I saw were the shells." And that's the story of little Bartholomew and his trip to the turtle cage. But I ask you to think for a second, is it true that Bartholomew didn't get to see the turtles? He only saw the shells, that's true. He didn't get to see the cute little wrinkly face and the cute little wrinkly hands and feet. But when he saw the shell, was he not seeing the turtle? The shell is no less a part of the turtle than the cute little wrinkly face. And you understand that this anecdote of Bartholomew and his crying about not being able to see the turtle because he was, quote-unquote, just seeing the shell, is exactly the same thing for those of us that sometimes cry, why don't we see God? How come I can't see God? All I see is the world and beautiful skies and sunsets and children laughing and sometimes things that aren't so pretty, like muddy puddles and long lines at the DMV. Why can't I get to see God? But don't we understand that it's the same thing as Bartholomew crying, not being able to see the turtle? This anecdote, this parable, by the way, is not mine. It's from the Zohar. Well, the Zohar doesn't actually mention Bartholomew, but the Zohar says, likens God, kahadein kimtsa delavushe mineu bei, like the snail or turtle, depending on whichever translation you're using, kahadein kimtsa delavushe mineu bei, God is like a turtle, whose levush, whose garment, whose shell is part of it. Like a turtle whose shell, whose veil, whose curtain, whose tzimtzum, whose concealment, the shell is part of the turtle itself. And therefore, when you're looking at the shell, you're actually seeing the turtle. Whatever you're looking at right now at the world, the fact that you're not seeing God is because there are shells, there are garments, there are concealments of God, but those shells and those garments and concealments are also God. They're known as the name of Elohim, God's name Elohim, the name of concealment, which is another name of God, which is, means that it's another way that God manifests. His name Elohim is manifestation of Elohim, means that he's manifesting as a shell. The shells are part of him, like the shell of a turtle is part of the turtle. The only problem is that we have our own ideas and conceptions of how we would like to see God. We have these visions of wanting to see, I don't know, these huge infinite lights and just, I don't know, like some kind of stellar show and the heavens opening and light coming down, and we have these weird views of white light. And just look at your refrigerator. Just look at the tree right in front of you. Just look at the license plate of the car right in front of you. Why is that any less of a way for God's infinity to manifest? It's not less of a way. It's his name Elohim. You might want to see the cute little squiggly, wrinkly green face, but the shell of the turtle is also the turtle. Whatever you're looking at is another way God is manifesting. And the opposite, tzchoik asali Elohim, the greatest pleasure, the greatest laughter comes when a Jew is able to look at these ways that God is manifesting of Elohim, when the shell of the turtle, quote-unquote, the garment of God, and yet to reveal that God is there also. The chiddush, the novelty, the newness of this, that a person could find and feel God in every single thing, no matter what the shell is that one is experiencing, that is the greatest pleasure that God gets. And you know, usually at the end of a show or a play where somebody's wearing a costume and a disguise, they'll take it off and show who they really are. But when Mashiach comes, God is not going to take off the shell, the garments. He's going to show that they're part of his infinity. Let's start now realizing that and seeing that, and thereby hasten that time when Mashiach's going to come.